Wishing you a beautiful Thursday, and I hope you're keeping really well. So today and tomorrow you're going to have two teachings. Today is part one, tomorrow is part two, and these actually are our last teachings for this one's topic around integration and spiritual practices. And I hope you have really enjoyed it. And next week we will be moving on to a new topic on Wednesday. So you have a bit of a break between Friday and Wednesday before we start again. So today, what I really wanted you to think about when we talk about the integration process, I suppose, is how you have got on this month. Have you found that, I suppose, when we think firstly of a process, it's like something that a formula maybe we're following, or something that we're trying to do, or something that we're setting ourselves up to plan to say, okay, I'll do this on this day and this on this day. And with integration, of course, there is no plan, there is no formula. It's a really, really, really personal energy around all of what we've been talking about in terms of embodying our life experiences and embodying the energy of which we are, like on a higher level, and really living from that space. So I don't expect by the end of this month that you're going to have had this really, really big integration process that you never have to integrate anything again. This is a process for a reason, because you're going to go through many more things in your life that are going to heighten your ability to integrate even more and heighten your ability to live from an even deeper place within yourself. But I suppose what I'd like you to do today is just to see where you're at. You know, maybe you've listened to the teachings and you're like, okay, I haven't even started the process, but actually by listening to the teachings, you have been integrating. You've been really feeling into your body and feeling into yourself. But wherever you are, I suppose, on your path of integration, tomorrow's teaching is around our last spiritual practice. So what I'd like to say about this is just to remember the vastness of who you are and where you come from. And I know I've been talking about this a lot over the last while, but this is just so, so, so true. I had a healing last week, and I may have spoke about this in last week's teachings, I'm not sure, but I actually had this, it was a very weird experience where I nearly met my own soul, and I could see how big it was and how bright it was. And in doing that, what I realized is that, like, my soul is, me as a human, I'm like, my soul isn't me. My soul is this big, vast energy, and I am just this little piece that kind of comes down in it. And that when I integrate, I'm not only integrating my experiences here on Earth that I've gone through in my life and that I will continue to go through, I'm also trying to integrate this source energy of where I've come from. So we always talk or hear about source energy or heaven or the universe or an angelic realm or a different reality, whatever it is. And this is what they mean, you know, that expression, living heaven on Earth. And it's like, I used to hear that expression, living heaven on Earth, and I'd be like, that sounds beautiful. That sounds like really, when I think of heaven, I think of those pictures you see where there's like beautiful lakes and waterfalls and butterflies and green grass, and it's just fabulous. And I'm like, oh, living in that space here on Earth. But actually what I've really become to realize, it's like living by embodying the source or heaven or whatever you call it here on Earth, that we are being really called now, and I know I've said this a million times, you're probably sick of listening to me say this, to bring this higher energy down now and to ground that into this realm where we are now, because we all need it, and the Earth needs it, and the planet needs it. So when you think of your own process, know that you actually have the power to change the world and the planet and the Earth by embodying, first of all, who you came here to be, which is your life experiences to date, but also who you came here to bring with you in terms of this expanded soul energy that makes you up and is so much bigger than who you are right here, right now. So just some food for thought for today, and I look forward to chatting to you tomorrow for our last teaching on spiritual practices.